best part? You can pay for your subscription in just 5 simple steps with MTN Momo. Step 1, download the Showmax app and sign up. Step 2, select the package that speaks to you. Step 3, choose MTN Momo as your payment method. Step 4, enter your phone number and hit pay with MTN Momo. Step 5, put in your MTN Momo PIN, confirm the payment, and boom, you're in. Now, sit back and dive into a buffet of all-round entertainment, wherever and whenever you want. Showmax, streaming for Zambia.
When they happen. The main news on Unza Radio.
Thank you. system of domestic resources to take over the funding of all the activities after 2013. And U.S. Ambassador to Zambia, Mike Gonzalez, says the approach envisions both government commitment to funding levels and health outcomes performance objectives in order to accelerate the transition from an aid-dependent health sector to an independent sector. Still in local news, Premier of the Chinese State Council, Li Qian, will undertake a two-day official visit to Zambia from November 19th to 2025. Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation Minister Mulambo Haimbe says the visit aims to strengthen cooperation between the two countries and advance key development programs. Dr. Haimbe says Premier Li is traveling at the invitation of President Hakainde Hichilema, with discussions expected to deepen collaboration in trade and investment, transport and logistics, energy, mining, agriculture, and technology. The visit follows President Hichilema's state visit to China in September 2023, during which Zambia and China elevated their long-standing relationship to a comprehensive strategic cooperative partnership. According to the ministry, Premier Li's visit reaffirms the continued growth of the historic and mutual benefit ties between the two nations. United Party for National Development (UPND) Youth Chairperson Gilbert Lifuaniso has confirmed that the youth who attacked the Patriotic Front PF secretariat in Lusaka were members of the ruling party. Lifuaniso says the youth are alleged to have come from Kanyama and were responsible for the fracas, but says he does not know them at an individual level. He emphasized that their conduct does not reflect the party's position and that UPND does not tolerate acts of violence. Dr. Lifuaniso has further said that the party will take disciplinary action against the suspects once they are identified. He says the sanctions may include suspension from the party, stressing that such behavior is unacceptable and goes against UPND values. Finally, in local news, the United States government and the Zambian government have commenced discussion for the $1.5 billion health sector support over the next 5 years, starting in April 2026. Speaking during a meeting with the Global Health Security and Diplomacy team from the U.S., Health Minister Elijah Muchuma says he is proud that Zambia is among only 16 African countries selected for the partnership and aims strengthening global health system. A health-level U.S. delegation led by Senior State Department Health Advisor Brad Smith, U.S. Ambassador Michael Gonzalez, and officials from the U.S. CDC have held talks with Dr. Mchima, Finance Minister Stumbeko Mfokotwani, and other senior government officials. The discussion has centered on a multi-year funding and performance agreement outlining priorities for the new assistance package. Both governments have also reviewed progress made through more than 20 years of cooperation in fighting HIV, malaria, and tuberculosis, as well as improving outbreak surveillance, maternal and child health, and laboratory and data systems. The new funding plan is expected to strengthen staffing, upgrade health system, and support key medical interventions to ensure sustainable healthcare delivery for Zambians while bolstering regional health security.